as you look at the Astros taking BP, as Bo Porter, the manager of the Astros, is throwing BP. The coach is on standby for an interview. Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Lee Maiden, as we're on the road bringing youngsters baseball. We read across the man for the Houston Astros, Bo Porter. How we doing?
I'm doing outstanding, Mike. Good to be on your show, and thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes, and you just so happen to be the manager of the Astros. And we want to know a little bit about you and your background as a baseball player.
Oh, I tell you, I was born and raised in Newark, New Jersey, mm-hmm. which for many that may not know, it's one of the tougher inner cities in mm-hmm. our country. Something like Chicago. I was extremely blessed, you know, to play all three of the major sports, football, basketball, and baseball. And I'll tell you, I was raised by a single parent, my mom and my coach. The father figures in my life, you know, all the way from Little League, all the way up through senior league, through high school sports, even on through college. And sports was definitely an avenue for me that gave me a great opportunity to get my college degree. It gave me an opportunity to play Major League Baseball. And, you know, it's something that, you know, when you're a kid and you're growing up, you may have, you know, ambition or admiration of wanting to do such things. I've met a lot of people that desire to do it, but there's a lot of people that don't understand the commitment that comes with being able to accomplish such great feats.
Now, you mentioned you were a three-sport man. You trying to make my audience think you was an athlete or something?
Just a little bit. I played all three in high school and went to University of Iowa, where I played football and baseball. And, you know, was blessed to play for, you know, Hayden Fry in football and Dwayne Banks in baseball, two of the, you know, best college coaches, you know, in their ranks. And played at a university that really placed a high emphasis on their student-athletes graduating, which was one of the huge factors that I took into consideration when I picked the University of Iowa.
You know, I used to coach college baseball, and I scouted for five major league teams, and I've always told my guys that you can have talent and ability, but somebody has to know you out there. And I see you was a 40th round draft pick by the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do to get attention?
Well, I tell you, growing up in the Northeast, and I mean, I'm pretty sure they deal with this in Chicago as well, the weather is pretty much not conducive to high school baseball.
Yeah.
And I think baseball was kind of, you know, I was a late bloomer from the scout standpoint just because they didn't get an opportunity to see me play as much as they had an opportunity to see me play football.
Mm-hmm.
And I think going into college, my draft perspectives were more in football than it was in baseball. But it just so happened, you know, playing in the Big Ten, mm-hmm. obviously it's a heavily scouted conference. And many of the scouts, my junior year when I was drafted in baseball, the reason I went in the 40th round was more so they didn't think that I was going to sign because I still had a year of football eligibility left. The Cubs took a chance. You know, we were able to get something worked out, you know, before two-a-day started with football. So I went ahead and signed, went back, played my senior year of football, and graduated that December before I actually started my baseball career in the spring of 1995.
And what was that role like for you getting to the big leagues?
I tell you, it's one of those things where along the way, there's a lot of failure, and you really find out more about yourself, I think, when you face adversity than when things go well. I mean, I had never struggled on a baseball field in my life, all the way, you know, through college, and I find myself in my second season in the minor leagues, and I mean, I'm hitting 220, and I don't have no idea what it even ever felt like to hit 220. But I found out, you know, more about myself and the fortitude that was built in me that, you know, when you're committed to something and, you know, your desire to be successful at it, you're willing to deal with all the ups and downs that come with it.
And I know you got to get ready for a ball game, so I don't want to hold you too long.
So okay.
Two more quick questions. Now you're the head honcho for the Astros. Now, what is that like? What are those responsibilities like?
Well, I mean, it's all encompassed of everything that you can think of, you know, that can happen with a baseball team. You know, I spent, you know, a lot of years coaching before I was named the manager here. And as a coach, you pretty much have your small group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're the outfield coach, you deal with the outfielders, and you don't deal with all the integral, you know, aspects of the game. As the manager, you know, you basically are responsible, to making sure that all aspects of the game run properly, and you have to deal with any and everything that comes up. And, you know, that can be a pitching situation. It can be an infield. It can be outfield. It can be, you know, hitting. I mean, it's all encompassed of all the things that take place day in and day out.
And normally, this last question, I usually ask guys when I interview them for the first time, what was that experience like when they walked in that locker room for the first time and saw their uniform? But I'm going to turn a little bit on you. When you finish the interviewing process for this job and you find out you got it, what kind of emotions went through your mind?
The first thing I did was I thank God just for allowing this here to be possible. I also, you know, took time to, you know, call and thank people like Frank Robinson and Dusty Baker and Willie Randolph and the guys that and Ron Washington that have paved the way, you know, for me to have an opportunity like I have today. Mm-hmm. I called my wife because she's from Houston, born and raised in Houston, and for us to be blessed with the opportunity to not only manage Major League Baseball, for it to happen in a city in which we've called home for 16 years, mm-hmm. and in the city where my wife was born and raised, it was pretty special.
Coach, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the man in the Elite 30 Club, Bo Porter.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank-